Dyson.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Ram McKinney.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Class.
Here comes the favourite astern, and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Darley roster, from local heroes to world-renowned champions, proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at darley.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Darley stallion, and the rest will follow.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and now Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're focusing in on our major meeting today at Hawkesbury, and leading us off, of course, Racing New South Wales Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. And some exciting news released yesterday regarding a new, well, senior steward joining your ranks.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And we're very pleased to get the services of Wade Birch, who, as we know, was the chairman of stewards in Queensland with the Thoroughbreds for a number of years. And now he's agreed to come to the work with the Sydney panel, and he starts in early June.
It's a fantastic thing. I know that it's probably getting away now, maybe 4 or 5, maybe longer than 6 months now, that you lost a couple of stewards, went to Victoria, didn't they? So have you been looking around for replacements, obviously?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, Ray Livingston left to go work with the Victorian panel, as you said, about 6 months or so ago. And yeah, look, we've been on the lookout for someone of Wade's seniority and just strengthen the ranks, and he's the ideal fit. And as I said, he's a highly skilled steward, and he'll be a great asset for our industry.
He will be, for sure. Congratulations to Wade Birch joining the Racing New South Wales stewards team. Righto, what have you found for us for Hawkesbury?
Out of the second race, Andrew, number 4, Bastia, the Gosford meeting on the 10th of April, only beaten a length and a half behind White Boots, but just in the straight, Ryder attempted to take a run to the inside. The run closed, and as a result, had to be checked at about the 250-metre mark, and never really got clear running from that point. I take you to race 3, and number 10, Backers from Warwick Farm on the 17th of April. Form shows that it finished 7th when finishing 8th behind Erno, but just as the start was affected, the horse turned its head into the adjoining stall, lost about 4 or 5 lengths at the start, got back in the race, obviously, but then in the early part of the straight, it was held up for clear running, and I thought its last section was pretty good in that event. Take you to race 7, the Guineas, number 8, Owasi from the James Carr at Randwick on the 20th of April. Finished 7th behind Laburnum, beaten 2 lengths, but at the start, it was crowded for room. Then on the home turn, it was held up. Then in the straight, it didn't really get out until about the 150-metre mark, and it's one that certainly should have finished closer. And the final one to mention comes up in the race 8, the Cup, Arcademus, out of the provincial championship final at Randwick on the 13th of April. Finished 8th behind Bobbing, only beaten 2 lengths, but it missed the start on that occasion, then had to be steadied shortly after. But in the straight, it didn't get clear running until about the 200 metres, had to be checked at that point, and it really lost all chance at that stage of the race.
Sits there on 53 kilos, Archidemus there in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup today. Thanks a lot, Mark. Let's hope it's a successful day for everybody at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it will be. Thanks, Andrew.
And you got a new room there as well, a new steward's room, eh?
Yeah, no, we've got an upgrade. So thanks to Greg and the committee for looking after us there. But it's a great meeting, and hopefully we get a good crowd to support.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffacy has got through his egg and bacon, and Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports is with us. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Excellent, mate, and excited about Hawkesbury. It's become a really strong meeting at the end of the Sydney Autumn Carnival.
Yeah, Ronnie touched on it earlier with you, Andrew. It flows in nicely to Scone and then up to Brisbane and does keep the better horses around. I think the Guineas is a really good race today. I think a few may be going for a break after this, but certainly I think it's going to work out to be a strong form race down the track.
And the TAB's Glenn Munsey is with us to help us with all the markets. I hope his voice is getting through the week okay. How are you, Glenn?
Good, thank you, Andrew, but I can officially report I am absolutely gone. if I can get through today and tomorrow, I'll be a very, very happy man.
Okay, I reckon Punters is getting the flick duff on Monday. I reckon he just needs a little ease up on Monday.
He's getting that little sly warning in there. He's got a big day at Tamworth on Sunday. He'll be
I know where I'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll be on the steps of the medical centre to get the medication. Throwing down the throat at the moment is not working, I can guarantee. And the result of the endoscopic examination this morning, there was no good. No good whatsoever.
All right. Probably all right, well, you just take it easy. Yeah, probably screaming. All right, well, let's go through them. The first race comes up at 11.50. Glenn, what have you found repeating the Ombudsman's the late one here?
Yeah, the Richmond Club, one of the major sponsors out there of Hawkesbury. They've got the Provincial Stayers Benchmark 78 here over 2,100 metres. And we start with Letter to Juliet, who comes off the Orange Cup win. And it's an $8 chance. King Viv's at $8.50. Green Sweets at $31. Rakeek at 12, Ombudsman out this morning. The deduction there, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Chili Cha-Cha came out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Bayan Gold at $3.40 and favourite. Free Fly 2 at 6. Mac Denife at $5.50. Concessions is a $26 chance. Belfast Bella at $4.80. Joe's Joys at 17. And Captain Americaine is a $61 chance. Well, easily the best supported runner here is Belfast Bella. After going up double figures, was into 7 on Thursday, 5 on Friday, $4.80 this morning. After the scratching of Ombudsman was 5 and then into 4.80 with the scratching of Ombudsman. It's easily the best supported runner with three times the amount of money on it than has gone on to Bayan Gold, who's been 4.40 at best into 3.40. And third pick a very, very long way away would be King Viv just in front of Letter to Juliet.
Okay, how's the pace start with the Stayers race here, Simon?
Only looks a moderate tempo, Andrew. Mac Denife drawn the inside and looks your likely leader. Joe's Joy can press forward and possibly sit outside the lead. Letter to Juliet might not be too far away. King Viv and possibly Concessions also drawn well. They won't want to give away their draws, but just a moderate tempo to kick off the day, Ron.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it there. That's looks the speed map, the one you unfolded there. She's getting in short enough now, I'm Belfast Bella, but I'm with her. It was just such easy work winning that class two. I know it wasn't much in that race, but she just cruised to the line, doing it well. I've been waiting for her to get up to a distance, and she does now. What I like about her is the Dolan takes the full claim here and rides her at 50.5. So I want to be with her. I think the danger is obviously the favourite, Bayan Gold. He's winding up for another win. He should have finished closer there last time at Warwick Farm in probably a tougher race than what Belfast Bella contested. Two, King Viv. He's a dry tracker who went much better at Warwick Farm last start, and he does look to map okay. And I was expecting some improvement from McQueek here, number four, now that he's found a distance third up. But 11.72.4.
Yeah, similar numbers for me. I want to be with Bayan Gold, the favourite. I thought both of his runs recently have been solid. He just sort of been shuffled back at the wrong time. Last start, shuffled back before the turn and then really picked up late. Only just beaten over a length here. I think that form certainly measures up. I think he comes here with the perfect platform. 10 days back up, fifth up, James McDonald goes aboard. May look to ride him a bit closer here in the race with not a lot of speed. I just think if he can sort of get going at the right time here, he should be hard to hold out. I think the danger is number 11, Belfast Bella. What a ride from Jason Collett last start to win the race. Gave her a 15 up the inside, but she put him away fairly quickly, and Matty Dale's stable is certainly flying at this time. So certainly respect her, although it's a lot harder than what she beat last start. Number two, King Viv, hasn't won in a while, over 600 days, but looks to be building nicely this time in. He can posse up from that inside draw. And number nine, Mac Denife, should lead here and get his own way in front. The one query being his ratings on rain-affected goings are much better than on a firm deck. So that's the one knock for me, but he should get all the favours. But I think his stablemate will be hard to beat. My numbers 7, 11, 2 and 9.
Mitch Manners is calling today at Hawkesbury, and he likes the 7 win the first as well, Simon, to beat 11, 2 and 9. 7, 11, 2 and 9 in the first from Mitch Manners. Race two is over the 1,500 metres here, Glenn.
Yeah, it's the Ascend Sales and Trophies. So good morning to the Avellino team there with the Ascend Sales and Trophies. Tony, this is the benchmark 78 over 1,500 metres. And we start with So You Win, who, when I wrote it down about 10 minutes ago, was a $9 chance, and I've just got to find the market on Larry. Here we go. $9 is correct. Tamarack at 13. Harmattan is at $4. Then we go to Bastia at 4.60. Charmers at $3.70 and favourite. Gorgon at $17. Mystery Double at 11. Cuban Royal at 11. Stock Up. Christian Reith with the Able to Ride This 54 if required, one over, with the bandages on the front, is an $8.50 chance. And Allier came out this morning, a late one, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Most popular runner here is Charmers. Good luck to Thirsty Morrow and his fellow owners there. With the Charmers, it's roughly a third of the total investment on the race. Second pick Harmattan, third pick Bastia, fourth pick Stock Up.
And as you say, number 10, the late one here, Simon, race two.
Yeah, speed from out wide, Cuban Royale and Mystery Double, they look to come across. It's going to be interesting in the sort of first 100 metres. A lot of the inside runners, what they want to do, Harmattan, Bastia, Stock Up, Gorgon and Charmers, they'll all be jostling for position behind the speed here. I'd imagine Harmattan's going to be more prominent of that bunch, and Bastia from the inside will certainly want to kick up. So I think it'll be a solid tempo, Ron.
Okay, Duff, are you still there online, mate?
Yes, I am, Andrew. Yeah.
Okay, righto, yeah. Give us your thoughts. Yeah, gotcha now, mate.
Yeah, I do think they're the two that will roll forward, that Simon says, Cuban Royale, Mystery Double, and interesting, Tim says, I want to be aggressive, but I want to talk to Chris to be, you know, probably try and hold that third the rail. I want to have a little spec on Cuban Royale here. I thought it was a pretty good effort after doing a little bit work, a bit of work after, a little bit of a slow start there at Warwick Farm, and I'm gambling that they do concede the lead to him, and he might just give a little kick. Bastia is the one to beat for me. No luck when cut off in the straight there at Gosford last time. Charmers, big effort in the provincial championship final, and that was only second up. So he just loomed up, knocked up to the eye. Back to the dry here. McDonald sticks. Yes, surely got a really good chance. And the other local, Stock Up. He's underrated, this mare, and the two runs back have been quite solid. And I reckon this might be a target race here at 1,500 metres third up. 8, 4, 5 and 9. Tricky race for me.
Yeah, agree, Ronnie. I think it's pretty competitive. There's not a lot between these. I want to be with Charmers. The one query is his two runs this time in have both been off big SPs. Now he's starting favourite, but I think he's bringing the right form into it, as you touched on. Just knocked up late in the provincial championships. James jumped off and suggested he was probably looking for a mile, so I think the step up to 1,500 is a big tick, and the fact James also sticks is another tick. From that inside draw, hoping he can posse up a bit closer in the run. I think if he gets the brakes in the straight, he's going to be hard to hold out. Number three, Harmattan, she continues to race well. She's been a model of consistency this time in. And possibly lands in the 1-1 here, so looks to get the right run for Glenn Schofield. Number one, So You Win, want to give him a chance first up. I think he's got a bit of class on his side and possibly can sprint well fresh over the 1,500 metres with the aid of the claim. And of the rest, number four, Bastia. Didn't have a lot of luck last start. More than capable on best form and looks to rail up from that inside draw. So not a lot between these, but I think Charmers brings the best form, so I'll lean his way. My numbers 5, 3, 1 and 4.
5, 3, 1 and 4 from Simon. 5 also from Mitch Manners here. Charmers to beat 3, 4 and 9. 5, 3, 4 and 9 for Mitch in race 2. You didn't have coffee with him yesterday. You've started pretty well together there, Simon and Mitch. Simon, what's going on there?
Yeah, caught up for a beer last night. I didn't think he'd take all my tips, though.
I'd be on a high too. Yeah. The young fella, the Bulldogs winning last night. He's a staunch Bulldogs man, Mitchy boy. So he's got a big 24 hours. His dog is getting home and he gets to call Hawkesbury. And I'm sure Darren Flindell's given him a couple of little extra tips how to handle Hawkesbury. And Darren will be watching on from afar.
How nervous were you last night, man?
Oh, no, it wasn't a sweat at all. No. What about him? Billy Kickow. How'd you like him in your side? Fair dinkum. Blake said, what about when he grows up? He'll be all right.
I played very well. Yeah, you got the rub of the green too with the rest. I thought you were lucky to get away with it.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
Jeez, isn't it?
Disgraceful.
Oh, I love it when people get into their footy. Anyway, no wonder you lost your voice, Munz. No wonder. It wouldn't have helped.
Someone's just had a five-minute multi here to win 600,000.
What?
Five-minute multi to win 600,000.
Any major races?
Bayern Gold's one of them. Tarwin at Caulfield's another one. Prince of Sussex, another one at Caulfield. There's three of the five legs. 159. And I just can't bring the other two up at the moment. Yeah, it's not a bad bet, isn't it?
It's a good multi anyway. Good bet. All right, race three. We get into these baskets, nice. Are we? No, exactly. And by just on reminding our audience of that too, the bonus bet offers are there today for Hawkesbury, as well as the interstate programs on races 1 to 4. And the jackpot today is a big six at Hawkesbury today. So we're about to approach the first here, the Hawkesbury, or the, we'll get to that shortly. We get the two-year-old first, Glenn.
Yeah, the TAB Clarendon Stakes here, which is, of course, it's TAB standalone Saturday today at Hawkesbury, the 14th running of such. We start with Erno for Kim War, $2.10 and favourite. Lost Light, it ran at Randwick on Thursday, came out yesterday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Brandenburg is at $8.50. Creator with the blinkers on at $5. Rammstein came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Apparently it's a German punk band or something like that. Chabonet is a $10 chance. Antonio Padre at $6. Jailbreak with the blinkers on and the cross nose band off at $6. Chloe Bella Rose is a $126 chance. And Bacchus is at $15. Best supported runner here is Erno. Off a high of 260, but Lost Light was sort of 550 to 750. As Erno was 260, 225, 220, now 210. Six times the amount of money on it than what Jailbreak's got on it. And third pick is Bacchus.
How's the pace in the TAB Clarendon, Simon?
I think Erno gets all the favours from that inside draw. Lost Light certainly takes a bit of sting out. Jailbreak now presses forward, I'd imagine. Antonio Padre can be more prominent. So I think Erno now gets all the favours, Ron.
Yeah, you'd expect so. And although Jailbreak with blinkers on nice and fresh is the only other one I really had any pressure at all from.
Well, at Warwick Farm the other day, they said Bacchus was a change of tactics to be ridden more forward, and he put his head in the stall next door and missed the kick eight.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know,
there's a possibility there.
Do they have to tell them again that they may ride him forward?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they don't. That was the change of tactics last time, and there was excuses. Mm. They got a free hit there, whatever they want to do. Mm. Look, I can't get away from Erno here. There's a lot to like about his two wins. He seems adaptable. Kim's happy to run him again, so he must be doing well. He gets control. Got him on top of Creator, who I'm wary of. You know, he was a $2.35 favourite here last time. I know it was only a maiden, but nothing went right there. And I love the gear change of the blinkers on. And, you know, he was placed behind Tsar's son Kiyomichi at his first start there last preparation. So that surely holds some credence here. 8 Jailbreak is a big, big watch here. He's got the blinkers on first up. He was a little bit green in two runs last prep, and his two trials are great, and just looks like a set up at home here on the big day. And Antonio Padre is a typical Waller improver. Run under his belt now, could improve a few lengths, but he needs to. 1.487.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Erno, hard to get away from him, especially after you do the speed map this morning with those scratchings. Thought he did a really good job to win on debut on a heavy track, and then he took that form to Warwick Farm at the 1300 onto a good track, and look, he just pulled away late there. He looked to be under siege early and really found over the concluding stages. So I thought it was a really good performance. On the relatively quick backup, I think is another tick, and he's already won at 1300, so leads and should take plenty of beating. Number 6, I think, is a sharp improver, Shivanath. Good debut at Gosford, over 1,200, around a tight turning track. Thought he found the line well enough. I think he'll improve getting on top of the ground. He's drawn to get into a nice spot for Jason Collett. I think he can jump out of the ground second up. Number 7, Antonio Padre. Solid enough first up. He should improve second up. And of the rest, number 4, Creator. Debut was very good and obviously had no luck first up, so he can improve as well. But I think Erno's got a bit in the locker here. My numbers 1, 6, 7 and 4.
Mitch Manners likes it as well. Erno to beat 4-7-3. 1-4-7-3 for Mitch. Just while we're on the two-year-olds, Duff, we haven't had you on through the week, but and Simon, Reloaded. What are your thoughts there, the way it won the other day?
Look, he looks progressive. There's a good rap on him. I'm really typical late maturer for the Weller stable heading into Brisbane. I'm more taken with the filly, though, personally. Lepertini, I think she's outstanding. I think they're both good horses and interested in their future. So you can't be anything bar impressed with both of them.
How did they come up in numbers, Simon?
Yeah, echo the sentiments of Ron there. Reloaded won the same race as the Autumn Sun. Is that right, Ronnie, last year?
Yes, yep.
And Karata won it the year before. But it was his second start, not his first start.
Second start. So the same, obviously, target race for Chris Waller, obviously going to Brisbane. The filly Libertini, obviously very good. So interesting, last year the sort of better two-year-olds came, or will turn to be three-year-olds, came in the winter. So very interested to see what does line up heading to Brisbane. Obviously Reloaded's going to be looking to head Chris Waller's team, you'd imagine.
No doubt.
Yeah, and Libertini's going to go out to Scone for the Woodlands on the standalone Saturday, their feature program there for Anthony Cummings. Let's take a break here. This is Racing HQ previewing the big day at Hawkesbury. We're back to look at the jackpot Big Six coming up next.
Dynamic Syndications and Kieran Maher Racing invite you to join us in a high-quality yearling colt and stallion prospect. By Exceed and Excel, world champion sire of two-year-olds, our colts from Timberina, a Group 2 winner and four times Group 1 perform. She's a half-sister to Group 2 winner Media from Jewel Stakes winner Ballerina. Become part of the Dynamic Kieran Maher team in this superb colt for $12,885 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3368-08.
Lionel, the amazing new Dyson V11 cord-free vacuum is here at Bing Bing.
It's all torque.
It's like you.
No, Mum. It has a high torque cleaner head and it adapts to different floor types intelligently.
It's not like you.
It has 20% more suction power than the Dyson Cyclone V10, up to 60 minutes of power, and the LCD screen gives you running time and lots of useful information.
It's definitely not like you.
Try the amazing new Dyson V11 vacuum at Bing Lee.
For full product info, visit binglee.com.au/Dyson.
Looking for your first taste of TAB Queensland Winter Carnival excitement? Look to Group 2 Victory Stakes Day, Eagle Farm Saturday, with the Sprint Stars returning in the Group 2 Victory Stakes, the Derby Hopefuls in the Gunsin Classic, and winners emerging two-year-olds in the Del Rillo. There's only one place to look for Saturday's hottest racing action, Group 2 Victory Stakes Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
There's a new construction job that's yours for the taking, but you can't tackle a project that big until you find the money to upgrade your tools. So you call On Deck, the small business loan specialists. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At On Deck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it's our Hawkesbury preview on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. And don't forget that bonus bet. It's on races 1-4 at Hawkesbury today, as well as Caulfield in Melbourne. And if you're using your TAB app, you may get a little bit of an extra kick in races 5 and 6 as well if your horses run second or third. And I should mention, as Glenn Munsey's about to go through the market here for race 4, the Hawkesbury Crown, today's Big Six starts with this race. And Glenn, they're expected to get to around 100,000.
Yes, Andrew, that's the projected pool for the Big Six. So it kicks off in race number 4, and it's the last 6 races on the card there today at Hawkesbury on TAB standalone Saturday. And race 4, the first leg of the Big Six, is the I'll go with the Killer High Equine Hawkesbury Crown, a 1300 metre event for fillies and mares, a Group 3 race where pecans. Blinkers off. Joey Pride said the only day she ever wore the blinkers was at the Bell of the Turf at her last start, and she resented it, so they came straight off. And she's a $5.50 chance. Manicure is at $4.80. Irathea at $2.90 and favourite. Zumbalina at $13. Aqua Divina carrying Christine Cook's colours there at $9.50. Multaja at $3.50. Miss Q's at $13. AC Tongdi at $41. And Red Chandelier is out, and no deduction taken there. Roughly a third of the money on Irathea here. Went up a high of $3.90. Was into $2.90 by Thursday. Basically remained at that quote since then. Second pick would be Manicure, who's been 5 out to 5.50 back into 4.80. And third pick would be Multaja, who's been 3.90, got all the way into 3.40, goes back to 3.50. But Pecans has been well supported as well.
Pecans last year's winner. Field of eight here, Simon, for pace.
Yeah, looks good, Andrew. RFE obviously presses forward. She rolls along at a good tempo regardless. Manicure from the inside kicks up and makes her do a bit of work. And then you've got from out wide, Pecans, AC Tongdi, they all press forward. Miss Q, interesting to see what they do today. Ridden forward from the wide draw last start. Whether they go back, there looks to be good tempo, so I can't imagine they'll want to get in that speed battle. But I think every horse gets a chance, and Multaja from the inside just stalks up along the inside.
Yeah, I think you're pretty right there. I think they'll ride Miss Q quiet because of the. She's got to be a little question mark at 1,300 if they did ride her forward. Geez, you've pulled these percentages back in your favour here, man. Standing in one-way traffic here. Irithia, I think she has...
It is a bit high, isn't it? It's 130. That is a bit high on a Saturday.
Yeah, Irithia, great run first up. Second up form reads well. I think she maps nice enough unless something untoward happens here. But she can cope with pressure. It's simple as that's her go. She eats it. Probably hasn't got the recognition she deserves. She's a good, genuine, good class mare. Got her on top of one Pecans, who looks wound up, doesn't she? Especially knowing that she's got a sale to get through this week. So she's wound right up. She's two for two here. It's well documented she won the crown last year, and she's ready to go. Five, Aqua Divina interests me a lot. I can't see her being wound up. I think she might have more to offer.
She worked
winter.
Between races here the other day,
did
Ronnie.
She? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see how. Look, she's a mare that a filly that didn't carry a lot of condition last prep, so I'm interested to see if there's any confidence. But my eyes are on her for probably second, third, fourth up. But I'm not going to let her get away from me today. And Multaja, in form filly, no doubt about it, and just her stiffest test to date, but absolutely flying. 3.156.
Yeah, I want to be with the sole filly in the field, Multaja. Her second career start at Moonee Valley was very, very fast, and she struggled to get back to that level of form, but she now appears to be back on track. A win at the course, two back on heavy track. I don't think she overly loved it, but was good, and then obviously took a good step forward in the PJ Bell. I think the form's obviously worked out. Into the Abyss clearly should have won last weekend, and has to take another step here, as Ronnie touched on, taking on the older horses. But I don't mind her drawn inside. Gets James a chance just to stalk up along the inside. There looks to be good tempo, and they generally fan at Hawkesbury, so I can't see her getting locked away here. I just think she's now starting to deliver on that promise from her second career win. So I want to be with her. From number three, Irithia, clearly back in good order in the Sapphire, behind White Moss there. Good platform for this preparation. Second up, stats. Place four from five. She leads for Josh Parr. I think she's been it for a long way. Number two, Manicure. I think she's a big improver. Obviously, in the Coolmore, just didn't quite handle the heavy track, but comes here fresh, a nice solid trial at Rose Hill. From the inside draw, she kicks up. She should be prominent. And on her best form this time in, she measures right up. And of the rest, number one, Pecans. Never easy giving weight away. That's the one knock for me. But on her best form, she's not far off. But I think the filly Multaja, if she can take another step forward, I think she'll be too good. My number's 6, 3, 2, and 1.
I noted also, Simon, from James Cummings through the week that they've worked out the horse does like having those, 3 or 4 weeks gaps between runs.
Yeah, he's sort of taken his time, hasn't he, with Multaja to sort of, I wouldn't say get it right, but I think as you look at her last two starts, Andrew, as you touched on, she was fresh into Hawkesbury and then fresh again and then 3 weeks between runs. So she's trending the right way from a ratings perspective as well, which is certainly what you want to see.
Mitch Manners likes number three, Irithia, to be 2, 6 and 1, 3, 2, 6 and 1 from Mitch in race number four. Race 5, we've seen a few scratchings here. Down the bottom, the rider for 15, Smart Remark, is Brock Ryan. And for 16, Captain Rider is John Van Overmeer. So, John Van, he'll be able to ride... what can he ride at there, Glenn? I think he can ride normally at 54.
I think so.
So he might... Yeah, he might be a kilo over. We'll keep an eye on that through the day with Captain Ryder there, number 16.
Yeah, he's been riding 54, so he might be a kilo over. Yeah, the Tab Highway here, Legion of Boom's out. Well, it's in a Tamworth tomorrow. Good luck to everyone there with the Tamworth Cup, a big showcase meeting up there.
What are you doing there?
I'm going there, Andrew. Sergeant Ronnie Duffacy, in the investigative police. I'm going as a guest of the club.
Please.
And I'll be there.
What do they call them? The
Munsey Tour.
An ambassador. Do they give you a sash to wear?
No, I'm not an ambassador. I'm just a guest of the club.
Are you driving up?
Oh, Andrew, please. Bankstown Airport is the grand total of 10 minutes from my place. Robbie Dolan's coming on the plane. Mitchell Bell's coming on the plane. And a young lass from Home and Away. I'd say it's a young lass from Home and Away. I don't know. I'm not a Home and Away viewer.
You're not not a big fan, yeah?
No, but the club told me...
She will be tomorrow when she gets to the plane, yeah.
Yeah, she'll have a headache by the time she gets there.
What about coming home?
Yeah. Well, as she shouts, you know, they get a fortune, those actresses on the television.
Hey, I've got light. I've got light. The light's reappeared.
Turn them off.
It's like in a nightclub. The lights come on, you run away.
Usually just grab the first person next to you, Andrew, when the lights come on. Used to happen all the time.
Not too many people in here this morning, Glenn. I've asked for power and we've eventually... Anyway, give us the market, please, for the Tab Highway.
Yeah, the Tab Highway. Well, as I said, Legion of Boom's out. It's running at Tamworth. The deduction there, 11 cents a win at 10 cents a place. Burning Crown as well. It'll be in at Tamworth, 23 cents and 17 cents there. Mick the Hat's the first runner for Brett Kavanagh at $6. My Blue Jeans at $11. Bride and May at $7.50. Another McLeod is out, no deduction. Bullseye Score is an $11 chance. Sardoro at $5.50. So Shy, Earmuffs on pre-race and the synthetic hoof filler off. Aiden St. Vincent comes from Coffs Harbour with this, and it was in a Tamworth tomorrow, so you can put the line through it there. It's an $11 chance. Norsk Code at $19. Major Danger with the offside bubble cheeker off, $3.40 in favourite. Marikawa with a lugging bit on at $9.50. Linger Longer Lass at $18. More Euros is out, no deduction. Smart Remark, as we said, Brock Ryan to ride at $34. Captain Ryder, John Van Overmeer, with the concussion plates on the front at $61. Harvest Dream out, no deduction. Simply Striking out, no deduction. Most popular runner here is Marikawa for Rod Northam in front of Zardoro, but not the busiest betting race of the day.
Okay, we've had a few scratchings. So what's that done with pace here, Simon?
Yeah, in terms of pace, Andrew, I wouldn't say the scratchings have affected it. This looks a fast run highway, as we generally get most weeks, but this looks faster than most. Bullseye Score presses forward. Mick the Hat drawn on in out. It's outside. It also rolls forward. So Shy, Major Danger, and Bride and May also look to adopt prominent positions. So looks a strongly run 1100, Ron.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's probably why I'm going to lean Zardoro's way here. First up, 2 months off, but we did get a look at him in a trial where he just coasted there, so he looks to be in good shape. Hopefully he can keep within two or three lengths of that speed battle here, and I think he's going to be strong late. I think Major Danger looks the go-to horse as far as the market's concerned, doesn't he? Caught a little wide there at Goulburn last time after winning well at the Sapphire Coast. They've found James, and he does map quite nicely, this horse. Short enough. Three, Mick the Hat. What you see is what you get. He's a tough nut. He'll just chip away there. He's won his only start at this 1100. He's had a lot of 1,000-metre runs. And best of the rest is 12, Marikawa. He's looked like he's hitting the line well at 900 and 1,000, giving the impression 1100 will suit him, being a finisher as well. No idea at this stage, really. 8, 11, 3 and 12.
Yeah, same thoughts, Ronnie. Yeah, we've actually come up with the same first four, but I think barring the bottom two, I don't think anything really would surprise you. I think it's a lottery, to be honest. I want to be with 3, Mick the Hat. I thought he stuck on well first up at Port Macquarie. The overall time wasn't flash at all, but I think he can improve sharply second up, and he lands outside the lead, which I think is a good position here. I think he's one of the hardest to beat, three-year-olds. I think he's, you know, progressing well. Number 11, Major Danger, obviously a good win fresh, and then solid enough last start, but did have his chance there at Goulburn, so you could say it was disappointing in some aspects, but certainly short enough, but they obviously find James from a good draw, so it has to be respected. Number 8, Zardoro, obviously went into the paddock in winning form. He can certainly sprint well fresh. And of the rest, number 12, Marikawa, now third up. Good win first up. Closed off well last start, can run well. But again, yeah, I think it's a bit of a lottery. My numbers 3, 11, 8 and 12.
Mitch Manners goes Zardoro here, number 8 for Rachel King to beat 11, 3 and 5. 8, 11, 3 and 5 in race 5. And Duff, she didn't muck around Rachel there, first day back, first ride, riding a winner during the week.
Yeah, terrific, terrific achievement to, you know, get herself fit and back on the from breaking a collarbone and winning on your first ride back at Randwick, so good luck to her.
Yeah, for sure. Race 6 now, Glenn. This is the next of the features over the sprint, 1100.
Yeah, the 4X Gold Hawkesbury Rush here over 1,100. So right at the end of the chute there on the side of the track at Hawkesbury behind the trees. And we've got Tactical Advantage is the $2 favourite. Pinch River with the cross nose band off, having its first start for Natalie Jarvis down there, was with Robert Heathcote in Brisbane. It's a $26 chance. Batterhoff is a $9 chance, spending to win at 8. Epidemic came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Intuition at $6.50. In Good Time, Blinkers On, but the Winkers Off at $17. Akasaki, Jason Collett has the chance to ride this 54 if he wants to, one over. It's an $18 chance. Junglized is at 11. Latin Boy for the People's Trainer and the Guymanator at $18. Tango Rain at 16. Gibraltar Girl at 26. Kanachi's a $61 chance. Nicobel out no deduction, and so it goes out no deduction. All about Tactical Advantage here. We put up as much as $3.20. Was into $2.60 by Thursday, $2.50 yesterday morning, about 10 o'clock yesterday, $2.30. They gave $2.15, I think, in the early bird special, and they took that, and it's been $2 for a while.
And there's stacks of pace.
Too right, Andrew. Nicobel coming out. I had as leading, but it still doesn't matter. There's so much speed in this race. Tango Rain drawn the inside. They'll want to utilise that draw. Pinch River's got speed, In Good Time. Jungleites and Spending to Win from out wide also press forward. So you'd imagine, and then horses drawn inside, the likes of Batterhoff, Gibraltar Girl and Latin Boy, they won't want to give away their draws as well. So it looks a really fast run, 1100, Ron. I think you need a touch of luck in the big field, but should be a great race.
Yeah, it all revolve around how this track's playing by this stage of the day. I'm gambling on the fence being okay with a few of my tips today. Look, I know he's a bit of a thief, Tango Rain. He started a short price favourite, I think, in this race last year. And disappointed, but I just keep looking at barrier one. I keep looking at 53 kilos. I keep pulling out barrier trial out and having a look at that. And then I keep looking at he's going to be, well, he was $23 in the early bird special yesterday. I'm just saying that's over the odds, and I had to have a little spec there. I'm just leaning his way. He's a hard horse to get confident about, but I just think he'll do something here today. The obvious is Tactical Advantage. He's even money too short. Look, I don't know. He's genuine, reliable. He resumes off a good win, and he appears ready to go. No knock at all. Four Spending to Win is dangerous with the right run here. If horses can come down the middle of the track here, he's certainly the one. Distance specialist. He loves racing fresh and just needs luck from an awkward draw, and best of the rest is... Intuition's had a little 43-day freshen up. At least he's in form. 11-1-4-6.
Yeah, with the favourite Tactical Advantage, but if he doesn't turn up, gee, it's a race to fight out the winner behind him. There's not a lot between a lot of these. Even money, I think, is far too short, though, to be fair. I think he'll get out. I don't think too many people are going to have him marked even money in this field, given he is first up. I know he's trialled well, but, yeah, I couldn't... There's plenty better even money shots going around today. So I'd imagine if you're in his corner and you haven't backed him yet, I'd certainly be waiting to see what he does start. But look, his win, obviously beating Izzy Eddie in the takeover target, gave him considerable weight there. and beat him well. Obviously, that form has since worked out. So he is well placed on that form, and he should be hard to beat, but he does have to run a peak rating first up, which is never easy. I think the sleeper for me is Badajoz. I think Ronnie talked about inside draws. In a race with a lot of speed up front, I think he just gets that chance to stalk up along the inside. He does race on speed, but imagine they'll just want to sit just off here. And went into the paddock off a win, which is always good, and a nice soft trial. Sam Clipperton rode him in that trial. He rides him today. I think he's a sleeper in the race. His stablemate Intuition is obviously flying, brings the recent form. He's run good time. He has to be respected. Just the query from the draw, if he's going to go right back, that's never easy. And want to give Jungle Eyes another chance. I don't think, obviously, he handled the track last start, but his form prior was very good. Comes here fresh. His form on good tracks is very good. He can run well. So if Tactical Advantage doesn't fire, it's wide open. But I've got him on top. My numbers 1, 3, 6, and 9.
Yeah, Mitch Manners goes with the favourite as well. Number 1 to beat 4, 6, and 8. 1, 4, 6, and 8 in the 4X Gold Hawkesbury Rush, race 6 on the card. Still to come, the Guineas and the Gold Cup, but let's take our next break. This is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Darley for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Lionel, the amazing new Dyson V11 cord-free vacuum is here at Bing Lee.
It's all torque.
It's like you.
No, Mum. It has a high torque cleaner head and it adapts to different floor types intelligently.
It's not like you.
It has 20% more suction power than the Dyson Cyclone V10, up to 60 minutes of power, and the LCD screen gives you running time and lots of useful information.
It's definitely not like you.
Try the amazing new Dyson V11 vacuum at Bing Lee.
For full product info, visit binglee.com.au/Dyson.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Hawkesbury and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 5 and 6. Who are you backing, Tab?
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Do you want more fun from your racing? Group 1 winning trainer Gary Moore offers his clients a different racing experience by putting the fun back into ownership, making you feel important and ensuring his owners are kept fully informed. If you're looking to put the fun back into your racing, or you want to see just how affordable racing can be, then contact Gary and his team on 9760-2176 or visit moreracing.com.au and have more fun racing.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's move straight into the preview here on radio and TV to race 7, the Hawkesbury Guineas. One of the key feature races here. Three Group 3s today. And the Tab's Glenn Munsey, this is certainly one of them.
Yeah, for Blacktown Workers Club, another long-time sponsor of the Hawkesbury Race Club here, the Blacktown Workers Club Group Hawkesbury Guineas, over 1,400 metres, and Rainier has blinkers on today, and they've taken the cross-nose band off. It's a $9 chance. Military Zone is at $4, Quackerjack's at $7.50, Sheriff at $18, Trope is a $4 chance. Come along with the Earmuffs pre-race at $16, Reeby's Regent at $126, Iwaze at $18, Kylie's $2.70 in favourite, and Glamour Cat is a scratching. Slightly more money for Trope, and when I say slightly, probably 20% more money on Trope than there is on Kylie's. Third pick would be Military Zone and then Quackerjack. So they like the first four in the market in the Hawkesbury Guineas.
Yeah, there was a good push this morning on a few of these, but Peter Snowden particularly. How's the pace in the Guineas, Simon?
You think it'll be a solid tempo, Andrew. Kylie's is your leader. Sheriff comes across. I think Kylie's holds, though. Quackerjack, obviously, can take up a forward position. I think Come Along from the inside draw won't be too far away. And I think Trope, drawn better this afternoon up in trip, he'll be more prominent as well. So I think they'll roll along here. I think every horse will get their chance.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, I just have to give Trope another chance here. He's just too nice a horse. I know he wasn't completely disgraced there in the Arrowfield. He wasn't beaten that far, three lengths or so. But I just think 1400, drier track, a bit more pressure, a bit of pressure up front here. You know, John Hawkes not scared to bring his good horses here for this race. Tuck was won it in the past. I think he won it with Limes. I think he won it with Hire in the old days. And I think this horse can get it done for him, for the team again here today. I think Sheriff's a value runner. If they forget about him, he just makes his own luck and he's out of that same race. I've just got to trust the Arrowfield form here and have to go that way. Khalees, no knock at all. She's just been marvellous winning at a three starts. Gee, she's trading short, isn't she? $2.70. Don't know whether I could get her that short, but the market likes her. And no knock at all on Military Zone. Little bit biased there at Gosford when he got beat as an odds-on favourite first up. Better second up form, 1,400 metres here. And obviously, he's good on dry tracks as well. 5, 4, 9, and 2.
Yeah, looks an absolute cracker on paper. But best bet of the day for me, with you, Ronnie, with Trope. He was obviously very good winning on debut on the Kenzo, then went fresh into the fireball and was a sectional star there when only narrowly beaten. Fresh again, 35 days into the Arrowfield, just off the one trial. And from his position in running, he was never going to do better than what he did. He's second fastest, 8, 6, and 4 of the race, behind the winner, Classique Legend, and quickest last 200 of the race. Out of Personify, Galileo Mare, he's bred to relish to step up to 1400. And I'd imagine they get the chance to be prominent with him. He's drawn wide at all three starts to this point. I think it's a target race for him. And just think he's probably got the most upside in this field. So I want to be with him. Certainly, he looked disappointing last start, but when you break down the sectionals, I thought his run was very good. So keen to be with him. From number 9, Kai Lease. Just keeps raising the bar, this filly. Although I agree with Ronnie, certainly short enough. She gets out to 1,400. Drawn well, she's going to be in it for a long way, but yeah, couldn't mark it that short in a competitive race. Number 2, Military Zone. I thought his first up run was good under the circumstances. He can improve sharply second up on his best form. Just where he settles in the run, they might look to be a bit more prominent. Interesting to see what James does do from that draw. And number 3, Quackerjack. Seeing his leaving, gelded back and really dominant display on the thought over 1,300 metres. He should be in a prominent position. Josh Parr knows him well. If the gelding's been the making of him, which his first up run suggests it is, he can certainly make his presence felt. But I just think Trope's a serious horse. I want to be with him. Numbers 5, 9, 2 and 3.
Mitch Manners goes Military Zone here, number 2, to beat 9, 5 and 3. 2, 9, 5 and 3 in the Guineas. Race 8, the next of the group 3s, Glenn, the Hawkesbury Gold Cup.
Yes, for Livermore. Congratulations to the sponsors there, getting the naming rights to the cup today, the Livermore Hawkesbury Gold Cup, a Group 3 event over the mile. And 60s Groove, with the tongue tie off, having its first start for Chris Lees for the Australian Bloodstock team. It's a $19 chance. Tom Melbourne at $5.50. Aloysia at $6.50. Chaonic at $7.50. Tumultuous at $13. Allwood at $26. Black on Gold at $41. Snit Sun, $18. New Universe, $14. Zorkhan, $4.80. Archidemus, the $3.40 favourite. Insensata out, I think no deduction, I'll have to check it. And Kel Storm, Christian Reith with the ability to ride one over at 54 if required, is a $71 chance. Good betting race without any standout support. Great to see the love affair is back together between Ronnie and Tommy. And it is the most popular runner. Geez, you'd be happy to know that, Tom. 60s Groove, second pick. Third pick, Zorkhan. Fourth pick, only just Archimedes.
I'm left with, what do you think about the speed, Simon?
I'd say Archidemus leads, Ronnie. And imagine Zorkhan lands 1-1. Your boy Tommy just trailing him behind. Nice suck behind the lead, I think. But all the runners drawn out wide, they all go back. So this could be a walker's race.
Yeah, I think he'll roll, though, Archidemus. And obviously, Chaonic ends up three back the fence there as well behind Tom. Look, I'm just left with no other options here. Just when you think his winning days are over, he just finds a race like this you know, Grey Lion, Siege of Quebec were behind him last start. I don't think that Doncaster Prelude's a bad race. All he's got to do is switch him off. That's the hardest bit. He's got to just relax him off Archidemus's back and just pounce and don't hesitate. Don't let him think. Because I think he's actually, on ratings, I'm thinking he's going to come up pretty short here. But obviously, if the computer just puts into the account with his mind of thinking. He's on top, Tom. I think Archidemus is the danger. Well found. I guess he's out of, you know, these provincial races. But I think we've been waiting for him to get to a mile. And he does look like a bit of a control freak, Academus, but that's factored into the price. What's happened to Aloysia? Wasn't she trading $10 yesterday, $6.50, and Runsey said no money? Oh, you could easily back her on the Coolmore run. Well, I know that was a heavy nine, but I had something on her in the Doncaster. She was common. But, geez, you could easily talk me into her again in a race like this. And Chaonic likewise, you know, Tom brained him the other day, but the setup's beautiful here for him. I don't know about these stays, whether it's going to be their style of race, you know. I'm a dry track black on gold fan. Elwood was good first up. Zorkan is short enough because he looks a wet tracker, doesn't he? I don't know. But one of those races, he has to be on top for me. 2.11, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I want to trust Zorkan's run first up. Ronnie, I know he's on his preferred heavy surface, but he did sprint well fresh on a good track at Rose Hill first up last time in. So I think he obviously handles heavy going, and his record suggests he's much better on a heavy track. But the big thing for me is last preparation was certainly his best, and the fact he's come back and run a new peak first up, he just loomed up to win that race, and Star of the Seas, his stablemate with the Fitness Edge, kick back and obviously beat him. But I thought his performance was very good. Second up, he's got a good record. And Chris Waller, both wins last time in were off 28-day break, and he lands here 28 days between runs. Very well placed down in the weights. He's drawn to get into the 1-1. I want to be with him. My one concern is Tab Bet $12 first price, and while it looks wrong now, those horses generally don't win. So that's always a bit of a concern for me. But look, on that run first up, things are going to be right in the finish. Number two, Tom Melbourne, strikes a very winnable race on his best form, just whether he thinks about it too much, but certainly fresh is best with him, and he draws to get a nice stalking position. Number nine, New Universe, I think he can sprint well fresh. I think last preparation certainly the most consistent he's raced for Chris Waller, and on that form, he's certainly more than capable, just likely to get back from the draw to one knock. And number 11, Archidemus, I'm just a bit concerned he may have trained off. Obviously, the grand final was last start. He was a very good winner, beating Star of the Seas, but his two subsequent runs have been well below that. So that's just my one knock for me, and especially at the price, I couldn't back him. But I can see the speed map money's going to find him because he looks the only leader in the race. And on his best form, he's hard to beat, but I couldn't back him. So I want to be with Zorkan. I know it's onto a dry track, but he did enough first up for me to stick with him. My numbers 10, 2, 9 and 11.
10's also the fancy for Mitch Manners to beat 2-11-3. 10-2-11-3. Before they jump in their cars and head to Hawkesbury, Glenn, take us through the market for the last.
Yeah, and that Aloysia thing, she's 10% of the hold, Ronnie. She did get to $10 in the early bird special, but once again, the percentage is a bit higher this morning. Mm. It's 130 and a tick, so that's probably a little bit distorted, that firm there. Right, the last is the Blakes Marine, another long-time sponsor of the Hawkesbury Race Club here. This benchmark 78 over 1,300 metres, starting with Echo Jet at $6.50. Wagner with the winkers on at $7.50. Dynamited at $6.50. Generalissimo is a $12 chance. Grimoire at $9. Albalisa. Now, tongue tie on, blinkers off, lugging bit off, and it's had throat surgery as well. It's a $71 chance. Perfect Rhyme is at $19. Vinnie Power is out. Signor Fox at $3.40 and favourite. Handfast at $13. No Escape at $51. We've got Tim's Principle $31. Nico Ladders out. El Mo with a tongue tie on at $6.50. Chalk with Brock Ryan to ride at $18. Best supported runner in the last is Signor Fox. Roughly double the investment and very little between Echo Jet and El Mo. Next pick would be Wagner.
You get through the weekend, enjoy it, Glenn.
Righto, thanks, boys, and I'll do my best. And as we say normally on a Wednesday, for the ladies and gentlemen of the New South Wales Police Force, if you'd like to take the next hour off heading out towards Hawkesbury, I'd much appreciate it.
You do the right thing. You'll be right.
I'll be sticking
Ron, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ron, I'll come to you so you can get moving as well. What are your thoughts here in the last?
Yeah, the locals always bob up with one on Cup Day, and I think this might be the one, Generalissimo. I know he's got a few convictions, but three of his four wins have been at this track. I think he's been set up beautifully with an away trial. I'll spec him at the odds. I don't think the market's reacted to Echo Jack as far as with the scratching of the other leader here. It looks quite good odds at 6.50. He's the danger to my eye. Signor Fox does look very well fancied. And Wagner can race closer from that better draw. I'm terrified of Elmo. I was treating him as going to Tamworth early on, so I'll have to revisit him. 4.192, Andrew.
And your best?
Trope. I think Trope's the best. I'll trust the judgment there, and we'll learn a lot more about him today. So, race 7, number 5.
All right, mate, we'll hear from you through the day. Enjoy it at Hawkesbury.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Dubbasy, Glenn Munsey on the way now there to the track. Simon, your thoughts in the last?
Yeah, when we were with Signor Fox, he's a fair trim up since yesterday afternoon. I think they bet $5 in the early bird, now into $3.40. It's interesting to see what he does trade, but just like him back in grade here, I thought he loomed up to win the South Pacific Classic and just sort of peaked on his run. So back to 1300, where he broke his maiden for James McDonald. His runs this time in have been all very good, and he meets Echo Jet 4.5 kilos better, having finished second behind him two starts back. So this is his chance. I wouldn't say it's D-Day, but he's certainly well placed to break back into the winner's stall. I think number 3, Dynamited, big watch fresh for the Godolphin stable, took him up to Brisbane, ran him in the sires, off the scene obviously for near a year now, but his recent trial I thought was good under James McDonald. He's a big watch fresh. Number 1, Echo Jet, gets complete control now out in front. Obviously got to have the leader. In the last leg of the quaddie, he should give a good kick. He's racing in good order for Bjorn Baker stable. And number 2, Wagner, mixing his form, but closed off well last start. He can run well, but Signor Fox gets his chance today. My number's 9, 3, 1 and 2.
9 also from Mitch Manners is his best bet of the day. I'm still guaranteed you had a coffee or a beer last night. 9 on top to beat 1, 3 and 5 from race caller Mitch Manners. 9, 1, 3 and 5. What's your best, Simon?
Yeah, same as Ronnie, Andrew, in the Hawkesbury Guineas with Trope. I think he's a serious horse and, look, certainly one for the future, but I think he can pick up the Guineas along the way this afternoon.
Righto, race 7, number 5. By the way, the pace in the last, was there much of it there? I should have asked you that.
Yeah, you're right. I think obviously with Vinnie Power coming out, Echo Jet looks to get complete control now. So away from that, Elmo possibly from the inside. Hand Fast also drawn well. Whether Dynamited, they want to press the button with him first up, I'm not too sure. But on paper, Echo Jet looks to get all the favours.
Okay. All right, mate. Good luck today. Hope it's a winning day there at Hawkesbury. Your best, along with Duff, is race 7, number 5, Trope. And Mitch Manners is race 9, number 9, Signor Fox. Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, you too, Andrew. All the best. Cheers.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports. As we know, big day at Hawkesbury today. Tomorrow it's Tamworth Cup Day, and the track is currently a good 4. Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio will keep you right up to date. Further previews coming up in the next few minutes for all of the meetings around the place.
Sky Sports Radio continues to lead the way in broadcasting the very best in New South Wales racing. This week, we're off to Wagga Wagga for their prestigious two-day Cup Carnival.
Santa Ana Lane, it blitzed them in the town plate.
Santa Ana Lane has gone from stride to stride since the town plate. Who will claim the race on Thursday? Then Friday, it's the $170,000 Wagga Gold Cup. For complete coverage of the two-day Wagga Wagga Carnival, join Sky Sports Radio.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
Look.
looking for your first taste of TAB Queensland Winter Carnival excitement, look to Group 2 Victory Stakes Day, Eagle Farm Saturday, with the Sprint Stars returning in the Group 2 Victory Stakes, the Derby Hopefuls in the Gunsin Classic, and Winners Emerging 2-year-olds in the Del Rillo. There's only one place to look for Saturday's hottest racing action, Group 2 Victory Stakes Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
It's TAB's Who Are You Backing, where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third and races 1-4 at Hawkesbury and Caulfield, does TAB give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a TAB venue, you'll get the same offer on races 5 and 6. Who are you backing, TAB?
Includes SANWA residents. TAB account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, Gumba responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Lionel, the amazing new Dyson V11 cork-free vacuum is here at Bing V.
It's all torque.
It's like you.
No, Mum. It has a high torque cleaner head and it adapts to different floor types intelligently.
It's not like you.
It has 20% more suction power than the Dyson Cyclone V10, up to 60 minutes of power, and the LCD screen gives you running time and lots of useful information.
It's definitely not like you.
Try the amazing new Dyson V11 vacuum at Bing Lee.
For full product info, visit bingley.com.au/Dyson.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio. Just a reminder too for owners and trainers, nominations for the Queensland Winter Racing Carnival Group 1 races, except for the Tiara, close on Tuesday. So we're talking the Doomben 10,000, the Doomben Cup, the Kingsford Smith Cup, the Queensland Oaks, Stradbroke, Queensland Derby and JJ Atkins. All Queensland Group 1 races through the carnival, except the Tiara. The nominations close at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Today, jackpots at Hawkesbury. The Big Six is the one there. A $100,000 projected pool there, starting with race 4. And the bonus bet offers races 1-4 at Hawkesbury. But in reading a bit more about it, if you go to your TAB app, you might get an extra little kick for races 5 and 6 today at Hawkesbury as well. Let's move to Caulfield in Melbourne, a big lucrative Vobis day. We'll talk to Dean Lester about that in a tick. It's a good 4, overcast, they said earlier, the rail at 5 metres. Race 1, take out 6 and 11. Race 2, number 4. The third clear, race 4, number 11. Race 5, number 11. Race 6, the 4 emergencies are out, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 7, clear. And race 8, take out number 8. Two riders in race 6. Race 6, number 3, is Nikita Berriman. And race 6, number 7, is Daniel Stackhouse. So 6-3, Nikita Berriman. 6-7, Daniel Stackhouse. And Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
And it is a huge lucrative Vobis day down there, and a brand new race called the Showdown to be run as race 6 today.
The fourth year of the Super Vobis Gold Day where they've had multiple races, and I remember the announcement when they ran the 2-year-old race in 2016, and they said in 2019 it'd be worth $1 million, and so it is, and today's the day.
And look, horses that have only had, there's a couple that have had one or two runs or the like, but they're there, and they're chasing unbelievable prize money, but all round each race offers up some pretty healthy prize money, those Vobis races particularly.
Exactly. I mean, it's not just this race. It's the whole series right the way through and through the season. There's even good $250,000 races and there's the Super Vobis Gold bonuses, even back to maiden grades, an extra $20,000. So it's great money.
And Mark Hunter's online as well to help us look at Caulfield. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this showdown. A lot of expectation around a couple of these, Sartorial Splendor and Prince of Sussex being one of the others.
Yeah, look, I haven't heard spruiks about horses like these two for a long time. Sartorial Splendor, we've heard Johnny Sadler say it's the potentially the best horse he's trained, and that's for an intelligent bloke who's had a lot of good horses, that's a massive breath, that one.
Yeah, for sure. And the good old friend, Widgie Turf, it's being prepared for Brisbane, and it runs today in the Gold Mile. All right, so let's have a look at them, guys. Dean, good four, and I think they got a bit of rain yesterday morning, but it just stopped them from watering, basically.
Yeah, I mean, if you watched Cranbourne last night, you'd have been a bit concerned because it just kept raining all night, as it tends to do in Cranbourne, admittedly. But it certainly dodged Caulfield, and I think the weather will be okay. I'll leave that to Mark, though.
Yeah, all right, let's have a look at them. You're closer to Caulfield.
I like him. Even from where he is, he can work it out.
He's a fair way from Melbourne. All right, let's have a look at them. The first race, can I say where you are, Mark?
Well, doesn't worry me, Hoss. I'm not hiding it from anybody.
No, you're in Perth. Your son plays for the Bulldogs and you're over there, so that's why we can't ask you too deeply about Melbourne's weather. All right, the first race, number two, William Thomas, $3.10 right now with Tab. Number four, Our Gladiator at $17. Five, Sam's Image at $9.50. 8, Miss Street at $7.50. 9, 7 Year Reward at $11. And right down the bottom is the favourite, Propel, number 14, for Allerton and Zara. It's at $2.70. Dean, in the first.
Yeah, look, it's a race I don't want to get involved in. Propel is my tip. I think she's too short, but she's probably got a bit of upside without any great confidence. I'm tipping her. Craig Williams going on is probably a plus, and she's got the race fitness. Sam's Image actually won at this meeting last year, beating Nature Strip in the Gold Dash. He hasn't really lived up to that since then, but he comes off a short break. I thought there's a long odds winner. Carlingford might just get a cheap run here with the claim. It'll need luck at the right time, but it's big odds. It's got a little chance. And William Thomas is the absolute conundrum of the race. We haven't seen him for a long time, and I couldn't find a recent jump out for him, but the speed of the race will suit, and he is unbeaten first up. 14, 5, 7 and 2.
Yeah, I'm with number two, William Thomas. As Dean said, we haven't seen a trial for it and hasn't raced, I think, for 46 weeks or something like that. But just the way the race sets up, there looks like good speed up front. It'll be back near enough to, or the last few, get to the outside. I think it's the best horse in the race and can round them up to beat number five, Sam's Image. I think the race suits Sam's Image well. Just a bit of speed inside. We'll just need some luck. Number 14, Propel. It's the one with the race fitness. Going to be in a good spot for this race. And maybe number eight, Miss Street, was the best of the leaders. But a bit of pressure can bring it undone. 2, 5, 14 and 8.
Matt Hill calls the day, and in the first he likes 8, Miss Street, to beat 2, 14 and 5. 8, 2, 14 and 5 in race 1. Race 2, the Keno Fun Money over the 1,400. And with Tab here, number 1, Mandela Effect at the moment, $2.50. 2, Bell Sonic at $5.50. 3, Renewal at $6. Down to 5, Call It A Day at $4.60. The next one in the market is the 9, Holy Command at $17 and 10, Ocean Deep at $6.50. Again here, not a lot of movement. Mandela Effect currently at $2.50. Mark?
Yeah, it's my tip, Hoss, Mandela Effect. It's going to be giving Call It A Day a healthy start in the run here. But, gee, it's a good horse. It was a terrific win last time at Bendigo. I think it can come out of the pack and chase them down again at the end of the 1,400 to beat number 5, Call It A Day. Good win last time, should spear to the top, got that claim for Jess Eaton, hard to catch again. Number 3, Renewal, consistent, has got some chance, and I put number 10, Ocean Deep in. Got no weight after the claim, it'll roll forward, just seems to lack that killer punch. One to run them down from 5, 3 and 10.
I agree. I think he's just a winner. He's won 8 of 14, and last time he won here at Caulfield, he beat Streets of Avalon. That's great form. His win at Bendigo was great. Seems to appreciate the month between runs. I would think he'd win again. Renewal with the blinkers on might improve. He was off the bit a long way out last time out. A little bit more just speed right through here, so it'd probably suit him a bit better. Ocean Deep, I thought was ridden just a bit passively last start with the lightweight, rolls forward and can get into the money, and maybe Bell Sonic next best, but he should win. I thought Mandela Effect, 1, 3, 10 and 2.
And so too does Matt Hill. He likes the toppy for Scott Brunton to beat 3, 5 and 10. 1, 3, 5 and 10. And when Scotty Brunton comes and Adam Trinder's becoming another one, when they travel, they normally run well, Dean, don't they?
They run exceptionally well. Scott Brunton's been going great guns with his team of late. And as you said, Adam Trinder's had a fantastic run as well.
He has, and he's got the one of the key chances in the third race here. This is the first of the Vobis races over the 1400. Twitchy Frank number one for Adam Trinder at $2.60 at the moment. Two Truly Discreet at $5.50. Three Spannerhead at $5, along with number four River Jewel. Number five Think I'm Dreaming at $4.20. Six Emma Stryker at $19, and Barbie's Witness a $31 chance. So again, looking reasonably quiet in the market at this stage. Twitchy Frank Dean is the favourite.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's a lot between the top four, Andrew. I've tipped Twitchy Frank. Probably makes her own luck here and runs well. Spannerhead's the one that's not in the form line out of the Bendigo Gold Bracelet that's first up, and I thought could be very competitive. Stakes placed last time in. River Jewel's made a quantum improvement since joining the Elliott and Zara stable. Her run last start was good. She's not as well weighted as Twitchy Frank from that meeting. She's had a jump out since then. I thought she went really well, so she's right in the mix. And Truly Discreet, certainly not as well weighted as she was when she won here two starts back, and she probably wasn't ready at Bendigo when she met these other mares. So she's in the mix as well. But I don't think there's a lot between them. I'll go 1, 3, 4, and 2.
Yeah, I've just switched the order around and totally agree. There's probably a length between the four of them at the finish. I'll go number one, Twitchy Frank, who looks like it should find the top, dictate the race. It's hard and fit, give a good kick, hard to run down. Number two, Truly Discreet, probably not entitled to win at the weights, but it's getting fitter. It's going to get a good run. It's got a chance again. Four, River Jewel, absolutely flying, rolls forward. And three, Spannerhead, who's had a couple of recent jump outs, should be ready to go. 1, 2, 4, and 3.
Matt Hill likes the toppy as well, number one, to beat 2, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 4, and 5 in the third. And I was only looking the other day, Dean, with this jockey's premiership in Melbourne. It's pretty tight, Williams and Oliver. I was talking to Damien recently at the carnival, and he's got that energy. He probably went through a little period of not having 100%, but he's certainly got it now, and he wants to win another premiership.
Yeah, I think he wants to get to equal, or if he could, better Roy Higgins' record. I think he's on, what, 9 premierships, and he's going very well at the moment. He's riding really well.
Yeah, I think there's, I haven't looked this morning since the run of Metrops. Is it only two?
It's not that many. I'll have a look.
Yeah, no, I, the last time I looked it was 4, but we've had a run of these meetings. Let's move to race 4, the Vobis 3-year-old sires over the mile. Number 1, Sacharo at $6, 2, Ligulate at 6 as well. Number 3, Tarwin's the Shorty, $1.95. Down to number 6, Wham, a $12 chance. And then it's down to 12. Mississippi at $16, 11 Shandy at $10, and they're the main ones in the market. Not a lot of movement, bar at the moment Tarwin. Was $2, got to a high of 2 about 40 minutes ago. It's now $1.95 here. Mark in race 4.
Yeah, I'll tip Tarwin, Andrew. I don't want to take the short odds. It's going to be buried inside. It's going to be luck at the right time. It's up in weight. It's odds on, but it's a promising horse. If the breaks come, it probably wins. I think the best roughie for the day here might be number 7, Green Ivy. I think you make a case it should have won both runs back. It probably needs further, but it'll be very strong at the end of the mile. 1, Sicaro just set an impossible task last time. D. Oliver takes over. It can improve. And I put number 6, Wham, in next best with Geordie Childs jumping on. I'll go 3, 7, 1, and 6.
I'm going to throw another one into the mix here. Number 13, Shandy. I think this is a promising filly for the Elliott and Zara team. I liked her maiden win, and then last start beaten by a handy type in Big Night Out, who ran well at Flemington. Orsine came through that race to win it, or dead heat at Flemington on Thursday. I just thought at some stage she'd have a fair advantage in the run on a horse like Tarwin, who I just thought everything went, even though he swept around them and won, they were backing off mid-race and he just kept improving into the race, and with a light weight he swept home and won. Different scenario here, that's why I couldn't take the short odds. So I'll be 13 each way to beat 3. Sicaro just over-raced in the blinkers last start and pulled up with a throat problem. Blinkers straight off, winkers back on. He can improve and Ligulate next best. 13, 3, 1 and 2.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Tarwin, to beat 1-4-2, 3-1-4-2 in race 4. Moving to race 5, the Vobis Gold Dash over the 1,100 metres. Plenty of pace here, Dean?
Andrew, that's a very good question. I was looking at that premiership. There is four the difference, by the way. Divine, Mr. Tycoon, Columbus Circle, Ash Train. Yeah, there's reasonable speed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The market tells us number 1, Halverson, is at $4, along with number 2, Columbus Circle. Columbus Circle's been a mover this morning, $4.60 into $4 already, number 2. 3, Enbahar at $9. 5, Fine Dane at 6. 6 more Bricks, a $12 chance. Spielberg, number 7, at 10. And down the bottom, number 9, Fine is the Power at 4.40, is the one clearly in the market there. A little bit of movement, particularly Columbus Circle here. As I say, $4.60 into $4 this morning. Dean, which way do you go?
Andrew, I'm going with Halvorsen. I thought he did enough first up. I thought he was probably a bit negatively ridden in the first 200 metres, and from there he was chasing from there on in, probably peaked on his run. This would have been an absolute target race for him. I think he can run well. Vine is the Power is running really well. I thought last week if she'd have got the spot on the back of Thrillster, she might have won. She's racing well. 2 Columbus Circles there with some hope, and Enbahar fitter for one run in, gets D. Oliver here, and maybe by this stage of the day down the centre might be the place to be. 1, 9, 2, and 3.
I've got the same four numbers, and I'm with number 1, Halvorsen, who I think Robbie Griffiths said first up he hadn't given it a trial going in, and I thought it just raced a bit like that. So fitter for that run, it's got about a length to make up to win the race, and I'm hoping that that fitness improvement gives it that length. To beat number 2, Columbus Circle, racing consistently, goes forward on the speed and runs well. Number 9, 9 is the Power, just getting out of the pack, chasing after them, has got a great hope. And 3, Enbahar, who's due for a good ride, gets the Oliver here and will be running on. 1, 2, 9, and 3.
Matt Hill likes Enbahar here for Lindsay Park, number 3, to beat 9, 2, and 5, 3, 9, 2, and 5 in race number 5. So we come to, in prize money, the richest race of the day, the showdown for the 2-year-olds. And Peter and Paul Snowden have got Hightail down there, number 1. It's currently at $17 at tab. 2, Prince of Sussex at $2.80. Number 4, Stand to Attention for the Corstons at $7.50. 5, Groot, $11. Down to 8, Sartorial Splendor, $4 right now at tab. Number 11, Flowstar at $7.50. Number 13, Sistar, a $15 chance. And that about wraps it up. Numbers 14 and 15, both at $34. Hasn't been a lot of movement either in the market that's telling us that Prince of Sussex is at $2.80 and Sartorial Splendor is at $4. Dean, can I come to you just for thoughts on the pace? I mean, a $1 million race tells us it's probably going to be on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it comes down to intent with these babies, Andrew, and how wound up they get, etc. But see, I thought Sartorial Splendor would use the inside draw. The likes of Sistar goes pretty keenly, and it's got the winkers back on up to 1,200. Flowstar wouldn't be far away. And then you've got, out wide, you've got horses that can sort of loose of his reward, Magnicity, Oso Rewarding, Geraldine's Jewel, all got a degree of tactical speed. So I think ultimately, yeah, there's a bit of pressure there.
And Mark, as we come to you for your tips, I mean, the Terang win of Sartorial Splendor, people might say Terang can win a $1 million race, but it seemed to do it so comfortably.
It did, Andrew, and there's a lot of horses here that are basically making up the numbers, so it's not as if it's walking into a fantastic race. Look, I'm going to tip number 4, Stand to Attention, who, a query with a lot of these is 1,200 metres. I thought Stand to Attention was really good behind Super Seth. I think it will definitely run the 1,200 metres. It'll be parked away 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere there inside. It'll be following through behind Sartorial Splendor, and I think it's got a terrific each-way chance. To beat number 8, Sartorial Splendor, as you say, a very good win at Terang, and you just have to take notice of what John Sadler says. He's not a mug. Third pick, number 2, Prince of Sussex. It can win. It's got to run a strong 1,200 metres, and down to 11, Flowstar. It was a very good debut. It's got some chance also. I like 4 each way from 8, 2 and 11.
Yeah, I'm pretty similar. I have gone with Sartorial Splendor on top. I just think it was an exceptional win. And just watching the post-race, he blew up very big over the back. He had a lot of improvement in him off that race, and that's what I'm banking on as much as anything, that he'll improve. He goes to his home track. and I think he'll run very well. Prince of Sussex, I thought everything went pretty right for him at Bendigo, and he's got to replicate that and run 1,200. And as Mark says, the one you know will run 1,200 is Stand to Attention. He's just going to have to get through traffic at the right time. But all of his runs have been good. Even his second run, he had no luck at all. He's had a good, solid grounding for this race. The stable won the race last year with Thrillster, and I think Stand to Attention's got a chance. And their other one at big odds, I think Hecker Express wasn't... just didn't think it got into a very good rhythm in Adelaide last start. 1,200 might suit it a bit better. It could certainly improve. 8, 2, 4 and 12.
8, 2, 4 and 12 there. Matt Hill likes 2 Prince of Sussex to beat 8, 4 and 5. 2, 8, 4 and 5 in the showdown to be run at 10 past 3. The Gold Heath is race number 7 and Maha Hamidis here is, I think, heading towards Brisbane again. I think it went there. Did it go there as a 3-year-old last year?
Yep, it did. Yep.
Currently at $3.40 at Tab, number 1. Runaway, number 2, at $15. Barry the Baptist at 19. Down to 5 Suppressor, currently at 11. 6 Remember the Name at 13. Street Spun at 23. And there it is, Mr. Quickie for Philip Stokes. It's currently, Dean, $1.65.
Look, I've tipped Mr. Quickie, but there's no way there should be the price discrepancy between him and Mahamadeus, because they're both good talents. They're both looking for 2,000 metres, and Mahamadeus, depending on how the track's playing, might get to the better part of the track. There's not a lot in it. I've tipped 8 from 1, but no way I could take those shorter odds. I think if you like Mr. Quickie, hold your powder dry, because I'm sure he'll be better closer to race time. 3, Barry the Baptist off his win on Sunday, and 5, Suppressor. I've got place chances. You only need 2 for the quaddie, but I'm going 8 from 1 ahead of 3 and 5.
Yeah, I'm switching him around. I think I'm going for number 1, Mahamadeus. So I think there's a chance it just may be the stronger horse at the end of 2,000 metres. I think I agree. I don't know why there is that price discrepancy. I'll put it on top to beat number 8, Mr. Quickie, who's going really well. Going to get a very conservative run. Will probably look the winner, but I think Mahamadeus can run it down. I'll put number 2 Runaway in next best. Right on the line, it was going okay. It might need one more run, but wouldn't shock to see it give a good sight. And 3 Barry the Baptist. Off his good win Sunday, he was in the worst part of the track before that. He's going really well. This is a harder race. 1, 8, 2, 3.
1, 8, 6 and 5 from Matt Hill. 1, 8, 6 and 5. And I saw Gay in all her glory there on Thursday, Dean, at Flemington. Yet another VRC St. Ledger.
She's got the formula to that race, Andrew. Just get those horses hard fit, put them on the pace, and she's won 4 of the last 7, so she certainly knows what to do there.
Yeah, she does. Runaway just reminding me of Thursday after winning the race last year.
Exactly.
By the way, I should have asked, how's the bull look? Large numbers, obviously.
Yeah, there's no problems with filling the fields there, Andrew, and plenty to look up, plenty of jumps trials to look up, which are good. They go for about 3 minutes a trial, so it's good fun.
Just takes up all the time, doesn't it? And you can't really speed, because you never know if a horse misses a jump or something.
Exactly. You want to see how they jump under pressure, or how they do in between horses. And we've started the process, Andrew, but we'll be well prepared by Tuesday when we're on air.
How are you going to do it, Mark? You'll have to do it on the plane home.
I also sat in my room motel room yesterday, covering most of the flat races, and Sunday afternoon will be the jumps, and Monday morning.
First time I've heard Crown referred to as a motel too, Andrew. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
No, he'd be staying in just a little place in the city or something, wouldn't he?
Top in the town, I would have thought.
All right, let's move to race 8, the Gold Mile. Number 1, Widgie Terp, as I say, getting ready for Queensland. It's at $1.70 with Tab right now. 2, Waging War at $4.20. Down to 6, Eagle Ridge at $14. And what else have we got in the market down the bottom? 9, Think Blur at $4.60. Not a lot of movement here. Mark, what are your thoughts in the Gold Mile?
Well, I ran the Cronulla last year, host the top 2. Waging War beat Widgie Turf pretty much fair and square. I think they'll run the Cronulla again. I've tipped Widgie Turf on top. I thought he might have been some sort of query at the mile, but he was terrific in Sydney, given no hope at all there, was strong through the line. I just think he's going so well. He can win to beat number 2, Waging War. Had the 2 runs back. I don't think it's had the greatest of rides either time. It's had a month between runs, gets Craig Williams. It's definitely a danger. down to number 9, Think Blur, going well but a harder race. And take your pick after that. Maybe number 6, Eagle Ridge, can hang on for 4th. But I think 1 and 2, Savage the Judge, 1, 2, 9 and 6.
I'm going to go with Think Blur. I just think she's the fresh horse on the scene. She had a long time off. She had the 2 preparatory runs. She won last time out. I think just comes across here, sits in the probably 3 wide with cover, and I just think she's got a terrific chance of beating these two. Waging War, I thought was ridden too close last start, off a quieter ride. I thought he beat Widgie Turf fair and square. I think Widgie Turf, it was a good run last start in the Doncaster. It was a light, he had a light weight. It was a low pressure race, so he was running on. That's a great scenario for him. I just think he's a little bit vulnerable at the price here, but he's in McQuaddy, obviously, but I've put him in for 3rd, and Eagle Ridge maybe next best. 9, 2, 1, and 6.
Okay, Matt Hill likes number 1, Widgie Turf, to beat 3, 9, and 6. 1, 3, 9, and 6 in race 8. The day wraps up just after 5 o'clock over 1,200. Ashlaw, number 1, at currently 370. Number 3, Iconoclasm, at 320. Down to 5, Late Charge, at 17. 7, Moonlight Ruby, at 21. 9, Furyk, at $18. 10, Miss Leonides at $2.50, and the bottom one, Miss Vixen, at $14. Like a few of these races, there hasn't been a lot of market moves here. Which way do you go, Dean?
Andrew, I like Iconoclasm. I just think he's had 2 recent jump outs. First one at Werribee without blinkers, went along nicely. Flemington again, he just poked along. I just think he's ready to go. I think this race structure and how it sets up is absolutely perfect for him. Ashlaw, Canelo, Miss Leonides rolling along. He'll be 3 wide probably. That's fine for him. Just 1 turn, build his speed. I think he'll win the last. I think he's the best of the day. Ashlaw was out of character last start, but gets the blinkers back on. More importantly, gets Daniel Stackhouse back on. He rides him better than anyone. 10, Miss Leonides. It's got to run 1,200 metres. She did a good job last start. She's never really been one of mine, but she's doing a good job. And I thought Miss Vixen had probably tracked along behind these good chances out wider and might run a place, but I think Iconoclasm will win the last. 3, 1, 10, 11.
Yeah, very similar. Number 3, Iconoclasm, I agree. I think it's one of the best of the day. It's fantastic coming into this race for Danny O'Brien. Sit back, come to the outside, run them down to beat number 10, Mr. Leonides, who will certainly lead. 1,200 metres is the query, but it's going to be in front for a long way. 11, Miss Vixen, running on strongly as usual, and 1, Ashlaw, with those blinkers back on, was disappointing last time, but can improve. 3 to win from 10, 11, 1.
Matt Hill likes number 10, Miss Leonides, to beat 1, 3 and 11. 10, 1, 3 and 11 in the last. So they're the tips for the 9 races. Mark, how are you going to play it for best bets?
Awesome. I'm going race 2, number 1, Mandela Effect, in race 9, number 3, Iconoclasm.
Iconoclasm in the last as well. All right. Anything else?
We'll go each way, Andrew Clinton, race 6, number 7, Encavage.
Race 6, number 7 at Kyneton, the provincial meeting in Victoria. All right, mate, good luck today with the bullies. What time do you play over there?
10 past 6 local time, Os.
Oh, you've got plenty of time. You might go to Ascot.
I've got a couple for him at Ascot if he's going.
Go on, Dino, don't be shy.
Soytan Rapido.
We got any numbers for us?
Yeah, hang on. Race 3, number 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
And race 6, number 5, Special Reward.
Thank you very much.
All right. 3, 3, and 6, 5, and you won at Kyneton's race 6, number 7 there, and it's currently at $6.
Well, would you like me to tip a shorter one, Andrew?
No, I'm just
saying. I liked it too, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, please, let's all just jump on at $6 before they move the prices, which they often do. Thank you, Mark. Enjoy it over there.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Righto, Dean, how do you play Caulfield?
I play Caulfield as race 2, number 1, Mandela Effect, and race 9, number 3, Iconoclasm. But Iconoclasm the best, Andrew.
You're the same with your mark in many ways, by the sounds of it.
I was looking at the Ascot ones when he gave his best. So, they'll both win. Shandy's the best value for me, race 4, number 13. Better give the value after Dark Eyes winning on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Race 4, number 13. I've got to now. I don't mention the past because I often, when I do, I note that I just moz it for the day.
I'm the same. I'm with you.
You brought it up. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you.
And anything else?
No, we've spoken of Ascot, and I was thinking Encavage had a terrific chance at Kyneton. So no, we're very much in step, and he had all that time on the plane to do the form yesterday. So I know that Kyneton would be well done.
Yeah, so it's at $6, race 6, number 7. I'm just going to an ad break. Yeah, it's right now at 6, so let's take a quick ad break. Thank you, Dean. We'll hear from you through the day.
Put your tab multiplier on it, Andrew. Have a good day.
A little extra push. Thank you, mate. Okay. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Caulfield, the first just after midday. A break, and then Michael Maxworthy is going to be joining us here on Sky Sports Radio to look at a big program at Eagle Farm.
Sky Sports Radio boasts first-class country racing this Sunday. Showcase prize money plus the $150,000 Tamworth Cup make it a meeting not to miss. Tamworth Tips, Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Want to create the perfect outdoor space at your place? Head into your local Bunnings warehouse to get all the inspiration, advice, products and materials you need to bring your ideas to life. Round the SCG and their special event Clearways kicking in around Moore Park from 3 this afternoon. That's today's Swans versus Giants match. Round International Airport, you'll have no problems with Airport Drive or Mars Street. If you're pointing at domestic, again, Joyce Drive and General Holmes Drive will get you there comfortably. The King Living Autumn Sale ends soon. Save up to 50% off selected award-winning furniture designs. Hurry, final days. Visit your nearest King Living showroom today. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffersey and Dean Lester.
Plus your calls.
Sydney Radio's longest running program.
Punters Postmortem.
Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000, including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
The 2019 English Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale Catalogue is out now with more than 250 lots by leading sires including I Am Invincible, Sue Star and Fastnet Rock. Weanlings on sale Friday, May 2, Riverside Stables. Go to inglis.com.au. Tamworth Cup Day tomorrow on Sky Sports Radio.
It's 28 minutes to 10, Sky Sports Radio. Time to look at Eagle Farm, the Victory Stakes meeting with the Gunsin Classic and the Tab Del Rallo. A fine and sunny day in Brisbane, a good 4, Penno 4.3 and the rails at 7. Race 1, take out 1 and 11. Race 2, clear. The third, take out 2, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Race 4, number 15. Race 5, 1, 4, 12, and then the emergencies, 13, 17, and 18. Race 6, take out 6, 7, 8, 14, and 18. Race 7, 1, and the emergencies, 18, 19, 20, and 21. Race 8, number 8, the Victory Stakes race 9 is clear. And race 10, take out 4, 5, 6, and the emergencies, 17, 18, 20 and 21. Now, some riders here. Race 5, number 15, is Matt McGilvray. Race 5, number 15, Matt McGilvray. In the same race, the rider for 16 is Ron Stewart. 5, 16, Ron Stewart. Then go to race 10. The rider for number 19 is Taylor Williams. And number 22 is Ryan Maloney. 10, 19, Taylor Williams. 10.22 is Ryan Maloney. So it's the start. It's the unofficial start of the Queensland Carnival with the Victory Stakes, and Michael Maxworthy's online with all the winners. Hello to you, Maxie.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, it's an excellent card of racing today at Eagle Farm. The first is almost at brunch time today, around about 11 a.m. So let's get cracking. Opening event is a benchmark 75 over 2,200 metres, and the favourite is Coral Coast. number five, this filly. Well, she's a mare now, but last year during the carnival as a filly, she wasn't that far behind Young Star in the Roses and the Oaks. A few things went wrong. I think she was due to go to stud. Anyway, she's here with David Van Dyke, and she's a last start winner. Having said that, I'm going to go with Sabanovas, number four. They're tricky races, these long-distance restricted events, and this guy, when he hits form, he usually holds it, and he has struck form. He won two back Sabanovas, and then he had to work hard for the first 800 metres last time, yet he still held on and wasn't beaten all that far. So today, from the good gate, he bounces into a lovely position for fun. Definitely the favourite, Coral Coast. This is very achievable for her. She gets a lovely run from the inside gate. Then six, Oakfield Monarch for Blake Shin. He's looking for this trip now. And then number three, Fighting Tio to bounce back. 4, 5, 6, and 3 in the first. So race number two, Andrew, we've got the open handicap here over 1835, and quite a few of these horses ran in the Lejeuge race over the mile a few weeks ago here. Lejeuge came from a long way back, got up and scored. He's just in great form since coming to the Chris Waller Satellite Stable at the Gold Coast, and there's no reason why he can't win again. So I'm going to go with him here, Lejeuge. He does drop 3.5 kilos on that victory the other day. To beat number 70 stablemate Veladero, I think it was only the big pull in the weights that Ruby Guru had last start when he just failed to peg her back into Woomba. This sets up perfectly for him with Lloyd and a good gate. Number four, the chairman, is just about ready to strike here third up. Notably, they've waited till today to put the blinkers back on and they've booked Carl. And then I've got number 10, Gold Ambition, to run on strongly. Good race, but Lejeuge is a winner, number three, to beat 7, 4, and 10. Race three, the Class 6 played over 1,600 metres. Shogun Sun's starting to get in a little bit short, number 12. You look at this field at a glance, and you definitely keep coming back to him on his form overall. But he can be a little bit keen, and he's going to the mile. So you just got to watch that during the running of the race. If he settles, he wins. He was terrific last start. He didn't have the momentum up. Scalapini had the momentum up on the outside and got the better of him, but this guy was held up, and I love the way he worked to the line to just miss out. So we'll go with him and just hope he settles Shogun Sun, the favourite, to beat number 7, the Avenger, one of Chris Waller's. Blinkers back on today, and I'm sure he'll find the line strongly. Then 14, Miming, and 15, Red Colour. 12 to beat 7, 14 and 15. Race number four, this is a three-year-old quality over 1,300 metres, and we see this visitor from Lloyd Kennywell's Caulfield stable called Mahas Angel, number two. Now, he's returning today, this colt by Mahasara. He's only had the five starts for two wins. They've been at Mooney Valley, and he carried a big weight to win at Caulfield before a spell. He's had one trial, which was okay at Cranbourne about 3 weeks ago, but I love the way this horse always finds the line and is not here just for the scenic trip up north. So Mars Angel on top to beat number 10, Berenice. She's flying at the moment. The big negative with her is 9 times out of 10 she misses the kick, and then she's got it all to do. But luck in running, can see her run top three again. 3, Viral, was good in a recent trial. It looks as though he's well prepared to run well first up. Then number 5, Shemert. 2, 10, 3, and 5. Note there's been very good support for Dream Reach at number 7, another one that you could easily entertain as a top 4 chance. The fifth event, the Tap Dalrello over the 1,000. I love this horse, Deep Sea, trained by Mark Newnham. Now, he's got a bit of an issue at this point of his career in that he can over-race badly. Often in the trials and in the race he won on the Kenzo, he's got his nose pointing in the air when the pace slackens. Well, I think it's a great move by Mark to bring him back to the 1,000 here on the big track where there's going to be plenty of speed. He shouldn't get an opportunity to pull, and I loved his last 200 metres on the Kenzo. So I think he's an exciting prospect, this Deep Sea. To beat number 2, Garibaldi, Tony Gollan's horse. He ran well early part of the autumn carnival in Sydney. He's ready to go again from the good gate. Number 11, Yitai Synergy. Should probably lead here. Just a little concern the last 100 metres. I want to watch her today and see how she goes. And then number 8, 05 Glory, if she can overcome that awkward gate. Keen on the 5, Deep Sea, to beat 2, 11 and 8. Sixth event on the card, Benchmark 75 over 1,400. And I'm going 15, 2, 5 and 17. 15 Francisca, due to a racing pattern which is get back run on, she often finds trouble or she's posted wide. She was wide last start in Toowoomba, yet she still ran a gallant third. I'm hoping in this big field, she gets big field, can get plenty of cover and get the splits in the straight. So we'll go her each way to beat number two, All Pluck. He ran seventh last start, but had he got clear, he possibly could have run 1-2. So he's in good form. Five splitter, she puts herself in the right spot today for fun from the good gate. And then 17 Angel Dane, another one of these horses that notoriously missed the kick, but she always finds the line. 15-2-5-17. Race 7, benchmark 75, 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm. I'm with the 6 here at a decent price, Happy Hers, I think around about $7. He's been very good this prep. All of his runs have been terrific. And today, I think, from gate number 1, if he settles midfield, he will need to get the brakes in transit. But if he gets them, I think he's going to be hard to hold out, Happy Hers. Number 7, All From Scrap, was terrific in Toowoomba on Weepwood Day. Had he got clear at the right time, he probably would have won it. He only went down in a very close photo. Number 12, New Horizons, is likely to go forward and give us a sight. And then number 15, Arcargate, about $26. I'd be including her in all multiple bet types. She's a good bolter, Arcargate. 6, 7, 12, and 15. Race 8, the Gunsin Classic, the 1,600 metres. And this is clearly the weighted horse of the day in Gem Song, this three-year-old trained by Chris Lees. He should just win. I think only bad luck will beat him. So for those having win multis about the place today, I reckon this guy's pretty safe at about $1.60. Number 1, Gem Song. I thought he was super in the South Pacific at Randwick the other day. Went back and wide, but he kept on coming up the Randwick running. For Napoleon Solo, finished just behind him. But he, Gem Song meets Napoleon Solo 5 kilos better at the weights. So I can't see Napoleon Solo finishing ahead of Gem Song. The third, number 5, Starkers, and then number 12, Bell Rock. One clearly ahead of the 4, 5, and 12. Tab Victory Stakes is race number 9 on the card. The on-time favourite is Red Zell. And if the real Red Zell turns up, he'll go straight to the lead and he'll win easily. But his last couple of runs, I think there is a suggestion that he's been down on form. Peter Snowden believes there have been genuine excuses and suggests that he'll lead today unless something wants to go mad. So he can certainly bounce back. But I'm with a mare that I know is right on top of the game. Number 6, Winter Bride. I think she'll stalk what should be a good speed here. And if it is on, she can get home over the top of them. Definitely 1, Red Zell. 2, I'm a Ripper, who'll hang around and run a place. And then 7, Jonker, just a slight concern at this level over the 1,200 with him. 6, 1, 2, and 7. Great race to last, the Class 6. Big betting across Australia on tab on this race. We've seen the clash of Cadogan and Chapter and Verse, numbers 1 and 11, a few times last prep, with Cadogan just having a slight edge over Chapter and Verse, and that's the way that I see it today. Cadogan, I think, has got a little bit more of a turn of acceleration, but the other fellow, Chapter and Verse, can find the line stronger. So 1 to beat 11, throwing in 13, Tokariki Lad. He's first up here, but he closed off nicely at the coast on Magic Millions Day. He just couldn't run down Chapter and Verse, but he was super. And then number 8, Curdle, to sit in behind and find the line. Terrific race. 1 from 11, 13, and then 8. Well, Andrew, I'm just hoping that Deep Sea, this 2-year-old for Mark Newnham, is going to be on his best behaviour today for years. I think we'll see a pretty good horse. He's the good thing, I feel. Race 5, number 5, Deep Sea.
Good on you, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm and just checking out some of these markets for the feature racing through tab. The Tab Del Rallo Stakes Race 5 in saddlecloth order. Number 2, Garibaldi, is currently at $6.50. 3, Devil's Temptation at $10. Best bet for Maxie, number 5, Deep Sea. Over the last hour, $3.40 to $3.30 now, number 5. 6, Well Prepared at $13.00. 7, Jagged Edge. It opened up at big odds earlier this morning, but it's now at $10. Number 7, Jagged Edge. 11, Yitai Synergy is at $3.90. They're the main ones in the market at this stage for the Tab Del Rallo. The Gunsin Classic, race number 8. Gem Song, as we've been talking about through the morning, is the short price favourite at $1.60. We've got Four Napoleon Solo currently at $5, and they dominated. Bell Rock number 12 is a $10 chance, but two genuine chances there. And as we know, in the feature race, the TAB Victory Stakes, Red Zell is currently at $1.60. I'm a Ripper at 15, Fiery Heights at 34, Have a Say at 71, I'm Excited at $8.50, Winter Bride at 4.20, Jonker Likes Top of the Ground at 9, and Stella Victoria at $16. So they're the prices there. And I know many of the boys this morning have mentioned the last. Cadogan at this stage, number one, is at $5.50. Capital Connection, number seven, also at $5.50. And 11 Chapter and Verse is currently at $5. Really competitive race, the last there at Eagle Farm today. We'll have TAB movers at about 20 to 11 this morning, with the first at 11 at Eagle Farm. And don't forget, Peter Alice will preview Morfordville Parks at a quarter to 11, or just after that this morning, with these early race starts. To Newcastle we go now. It's Overcast and a Good Four, the rail at 9 metres. Race one, takeout number seven. Race two, Clear. The third, takeout 3 and 8. Race 4, number 8. Race 5, 1, 6, 15 and 16. Race 6, takeout 3, 4, 5, 10 and 11. Race 7, 3, 5 and 9. And race 8, the scratchings are 1 and 2. One late riding change, race 5, number 14, City Jet, is Adrian Late. 5, 14, Adrian Late. And Gary Harley's online. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. A very, very strong program as usual at Newcastle today, particularly in the later races, the quadrilla races. They are very, very strong. Righto, mate, let's move into it. Let's see if we can find a winner. Race one.
And in the market here, Gary, number one, DeLady's Boy, is currently at $4. Number two, Lover Silly at $6. Three, Yarella Boy at $11, along with Regal Top, number four. Five, Fast Train at $3.20, and six, Angel of Heaven. Gary, currently at $3.50.
Number 0, 1, 6, 2 and 5. I think the Ladies' Boy will be hard to beat. The Snowdens have got this horse. He runs second here a couple of weeks back on the 13th of April, beaten 3/4 of a length. He was caught wide, no cover early in the race, and then he got back worse at midfield, and he ran on very, very well. Similar distance today. Was 1870 the other day, 1890 today. I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. Number six, Angel of Heaven. She was ridden up on the speed last start here at Newcastle, up running second outside the leader. She only got beat a length, but she was beaten, you know, once they straightened, and she ended up running fifth in a blanket finish. But third run back today, she'll probably be ridden back a bit further, and she goes to 1890. She's got a good chance. Number two, Love Silly, former European horse, now with Chris Lees. He's had a couple of trials here. This is his first run in Australia. Didn't mind the last trial behind Articus at Newcastle. I reckon it'll run okay. And number five, Fast Train for Gerald Ryan. Third run back now, it can improve. 1, 6, 2 and 5.
Race two is a fillies and mares benchmark 64. Not a lot of movement at this stage in the market. Number one, Magic Search, currently at $5, along with two, Dundee Lee. Three, The Soloist at $4. Number four, Miss Louisiana at $5. Five Mill City currently at $4. And the best of the rest, Gary, number eight, Magic Ali at $10.
Numbers here are 3, 5, 1 and 2. I like The Soloist, Richard Friedman's horse. He's having a great trot, Rich, and he's got a few good chances here today. This bloke run third at Hawkesbury behind Re-Edit, one of Chris Waller's last start. Re-Edit, I understand, is heading to the Queensland Oaks. This fellow was only beaten 2.5 lengths. Prior to that, it won well at Goulburn, so I expect here it'll run very well. The record's good. It's had 6 starts, the 3 wins and a placing. Second pick of the race, number 5, Mill City. She's had a freshen up. She's a former Kiwi. She's had 3 runs for Chris Lees, 2 placings at Newcastle and Musselbrook. She had a freshen up and then trial recently on the Beaumont track, where she had a very quiet trial. She'll run the 1400 strong. She's got a chance. Number one, Magic Search, had a couple of trials lately for the first up run. It can run a place. And number two, Dundee Lee, likewise. 3, 5, 1, and 2.
Race number three at Newcastle on this good rated track. Gary, number one, Able Fun for Chris Waller, is currently at $10. Has drifted to 10 this morning. The other ones, number five, No Greater Lover, has eased out to 10. Chanteresse, number six for Godolphin. It's been 290 to 240 in the last couple of hours. Number six, seven collectively, drifters to 420. And number nine, Merlinite. It's gone 230 just out to 240 for John O'Shea. It's the favourite, but they're certainly backing the other one, as I mentioned, the Godolphin horse, Gary.
Race three, numbers here 6, 7, 9, and 1. This is my best bet of the day, number six, Chanteresse. I think the other one in the race will be favourite, Merlinite. Well, it is at the moment, but I think Chanteresse has got a great chance. James Cummings trains up. She's only had the one run. She runs second here behind Got Your Six in a maiden 2 weeks ago. Got Your Six beat her 2.5 lengths. A horse that run third, Romantic Whisper, won at Randwick on Anzac Day. Got Your Six come to Newcastle after running second to Classique Legend, second to Trope, had outstanding form. And this horse ran an absolute ripper. No match for the winner, but beat the others. And I thought she went terrific. It was her first race start. She come off a good trial. She'll be all the better for the run. I made her the best bet of the day. Number seven, collectively, gets back, runs on. One of the Chris Waller team. Now, in that race, that Chanteresse runs second at Newcastle, collectively run fourth and finished for about a length behind Chanteresse. So she wasn't too far back. She will run on strong in the smallest field here. What have we got? About eight runners will certainly suit her. Number nine, third pick in the race, Merlinite, the favourite. It comes off a very good trial at Randwick. And only beat two home in the trial, but by gee, it was hard held. Got beat about 3.8. Sean Guymon trialed it. Never, ever give it any rein at any stage. Won a Randwick trial before that and beat a smart horse there. And Gami, who's won 2 out of 2. It's going to be a big oath, this filly, by Pierre and John O'Shea's. Number one is the fourth pick in the race, Able Fun. It ran near last year at Newcastle on the 13th of April, beaten about four lengths. But it pulled up lame, and it raced too keen during the run and was hit over the head by another, by a jockey in the race accidentally. Six the best bet to beat 7, 9, and 1.
6, 7, 9, and 1 in race three. Race four at Newcastle. A maiden here over the 1,200. Number one, Hot Dude for Craig Carmody. $11 at the moment. The two is the short price favourite, although it's drifted this morning. 2.15 out to 2.30. 4, Oakfield Romance at $7. 5, Smart Decision. It's the one that is tightening. 3 into $2.50 here, number 5 at the moment. Number 6, Another Sonnet at $7.50. And that about tells the tale. A drifting favourite is the 2, but certainly the one that is being back, Gary, number 5.
Race number 4. 2, 4, 5 and 6 are the numbers. I like 3 of James Cummings's today. That previous one was the first one. I like this one too. The Silmo. James is sending 6 horses up the M1 to race today. Silmo has had 2 runs. Only the one run. It got beat 1.8 by Jim Dealer here at Newcastle on December 22. Jim Dealer then went and run a place recently in the Guineas. I think it was at Toowoomba. This horse has had a recent trial. It missed a kick today behind Jim Dealer. It's been very well backed, solid in the market. I think it'll run well. Oakfield Romance trialled nicely the other day on the Beaumont track, led in the trial, nailed right on the line by Mo the Great, who goes all right. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that trial at all. Number 5, Smart Decision for John O'Shea. Got a chance. It went to Warwick Farm, its only start, and got beat about 5 lengths. And then trialled at Randwick the other day. It was a nice trial, ran on really good. Number 6, the other one, another Sonnet. hit the line good when it runs second here last start. 2, 4, 5, and 6.
All right, what's the market there with Smart Decision and the favourite Smart Decision, the one that has tightened this morning? Now to the Newcastle Quadrella. We start with race 5, a 2-year-old maiden over the 900. And the ones in the market here, number 3, Buck and Ripper at 16. 4, Intimidating at $9.50. 5, New York Nick at $16. 7, Vaporizing at $3.80. 8, Devachan, $4, now $3.30 this morning. And in the last hour, $3.50 to $3.30, number 8. And then we go to another Godolphin horse, the 10 at 14. And what else have we got there? 13, Vedic for James Cummings, wearing a red cap, this one at $4.20. That's the market. Gary, give us your numbers here in the 2-year-old.
Race 5, numbers 8, 7, 13, and 4. This is another one in the Royal Blue, Devachan. Had 2 starts, it's filly. She runs 2nd at Canterbury, beaten 1.8. The girls are ready in December. Had a spell and come back and got these 5 lengths to Deep Sea in a very strong race on the Kenzo last start. Set outside the leader, was beaten halfway down the straight, but it raced a bit keen early and mid-race, Devachan. And today, only 900 metres. It'll settle well up on the speed. Barrier 2, hard to beat. 7, Vaporizing's got a great oat. A big tip this morning for Richard. Couple of nice trials. Strasbourg beat it 2 runs or last start in the Max Lees here in December, and it did go round in the Breeders' Plate. So you've got to respect it. The wide alley's no worry here because there's only one turn. Number 13, Vedic, another one of James Cummings. Nice trial. First start, an emergency has got to run. Trial nicely at Ramwick. Hit the line good. And number 4, Intimidating. It could run a top 4. 8, 7, 13, and 4.
Race 6 at Newcastle. Gary's a maiden over the 1,500 metres. We start in the horses in the market here. Number 6, Recording to Win, currently at $3.20. Number 7, The Summit, at $3.70. 8, Cottenham at $3.60, 9, Wristband at $5, and 12, Speed Camera now at $7.50. There's been a few scratchings that have shuffled the market, but they're the current prices with Tab here. Gary, for race 6.
7, 8, and 12. Recording to Wins at 3 placing out of 3 starts this time in. Scone, Hawkesbury and Newcastle. Hits the line good. Gives the impression it'll run 1,500. I think it'll be hard to beat. Got a good barrier. Number 7, The Summit, for Chris Waller. He could improve on that first up run at Kembla when it runs 5th. Number 8, Cottenham, went well on debut. John O'Shea's got it by reduced choice. This horse went 4th at Kembla. Got back worse than midfield. The winner went really good. And it got beat a fair way, but it went okay. And number 12, Speed Camera, 6, 7, 8 and 12.
A benchmark 64 for the boys over the 1,400. 1 total power here for Chris Lees and Andrew Gibbons. Now currently at $2, number 1. 2, All But Gone at 11. 4, Texas Storm, now currently at $5, along with number 6, Flying Piero. Number 7, Saving, also at currently $5. And the best of the rest is number 8, Hirokin Gary, at 17.
Race 7, 1,467. With the scratchings of the 2 other good chances, this looks the winner total power. It's firm right up in the betting with Spritz and Bondi Boy coming out. 3 starts, 2 wins in the country, and then a good second at Gosford, first up on the 4th of April. Got a whitish barrier, but it will come into 7, so that's a lot better. I think it'll be too good for them. 4 Texas Storm to get its last run in the country championship final at Ramwick. Prior to that, its form on the North Coast was very good. Number 6, Flying Piero's at a trial. It'll run well. Went to the paddock after a win. And number 7, Saving. Won well here on the booth some time back. 1, 4, 6, and 7.
And the last, this is over the 1,200. Number 4, Air Wing for Paul Perry on the home track. And Sammy Clinton currently at $3.60. 5, Catmosphere at $7.50. Number 6 is Through the Cracks at $2.30, and this morning it's been $2.40, now $2.30, number 6 for Angela Davies. down to 9, Roman Typhoon at $5. And the best of the rest is number 10, Your Witness, Gary, at 10.
Last race of the day, 4, 6, 7, and 9. Gee, I like Air Wing. I think he's terrific value. He jumps and runs. He led all the way and blitzed him here the other day. He's won 2 of 3 on this track. Paul Perry trains him. Sam Clinton rides. I think he can lead and win. Through the Cracks is a huge tip. It's won 3 out of 4 and should be unbeaten. Was a certainty beaten the first run at Musselbrook. Went to Taree. Second pass the post, but the winner was disqualified. So it got the race, and then it's won its last 2. Gets back, wants a bit of tempo. It's got a very, very good turn of foot. 7 at Tiller. Probably needed the run the other day. It'll be a lot fitter today at a bit of odds. And number 9, Roman Typhoon. 4, 6, 7, and 9. Best bet of the day, Andrew. Race 3, number 6. That is Chanterest. James Cummings, I think James will have a very good day. Good luck to the punters. Hope they can back a winner. Magnificent day weather-wise. Track will be great, and I'll talk to you later, Andrew.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley looking at our main provincial program today at Newcastle. Begins at 9 minutes past midday. And, of course, in conjunction with Hawkesbury and Newcastle, we've got a TAB program at Kempsey today. Mark Arundale will be calling the 6 race card. It's fine and a good 4 for that program that begins at 11 minutes past 1. So there are our previews for those meetings that we do between 9 and 10. By the way, if you've missed anything through this morning, you can go to our Twitter handle. It's got podcast interviews. It's got tips from all our form analysts that we've had on air through the morning, and it'll be updated as we get through the next hour or so. You can go